Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Cora Zanowski of the Sunday Mornings with Corzo show, 10 to noon on Sundays, filling in today for Chad Hartman on this rainy and bleak Wednesday, into the third hour. We've been fairly smooth so far. We'll see if we can continue it. I'm a graduate of the University of Minnesota. I had a great time at the U. I always say what I learned in college was to have fun and still get my stuff done. And I perfected it. I still do that to this day.
Very good.
Have my fun and still get my stuff done. And but as far as did I learn much beyond that? Well, I did. I did change my majors at the end of my junior year. I went from being a accounting major to a journalism major.
It's a big change.
It is a big change. I decided I wanted to be a sports writer, which I did back in the day. But there's one thing that I've always thought about college, even back then when it was relatively cheap compared to what it is now, that I've often considered college to be grossly overpriced. I mean, obscenely overpriced. Give me an example. Last time when I was in for Chad, I had pointed out that Harvard has a $52 billion endowment. And yet, if you want to go to Harvard, obviously they have some scholarships they give to people. And they say that for people that can't afford this, there's breaks. But the cost at Harvard, when you bring books and the whole nine yards in, $83,000. $83,000 for 1 year of college. I mean, and so you think when you get done, it's going to be three. If you go 4 years, it's going to be $300,000 to $400,000.
If you do 4 years,
now, that's absurd.
Yeah,
that's look. And
Harvard, I actually thought it would be higher.
I did too. When I looked it up, I thought it'd be higher. I think it's absurd what it is. And there's been a lot of talk because the University of Minnesota is going to increase their tuition 6.5%. There was also an article in the paper that says how much where Trump is saying they can't bring more foreign students in there, in a little fight with Trump. And they say, but the foreign students are the ones that pay more than because you would have at the University of Minnesota, if you live in Minnesota, you get a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And back when I was in law school, I got a discount, and we had a reciprocal with Wisconsin.
Yep.
And I was going to the University of Minnesota, and I was paying like $4,500 a semester. And one of my best buddies came from Wisconsin. He was paying $2,500 a semester because that's what he would have paid in Wisconsin. That just seemed wrong to me.
Yeah.
So here's the guy from Wisconsin paying $2,000 less than I am, $4,500. And my big criticism is major college institutions spend far too much money on buildings. You go to the University of Minnesota, all these huge, massive buildings. I don't know that you need all that, and really fancy buildings and offices. And they spend way too much on administrators. I mean, this is what college sports used to be like, but it's changing a little bit now that the players are getting paid. Back when I was working at the Daily, I went and traveled around the Big Ten and went to Michigan, went to Ohio State, went to Iowa, because they were looking to hire a new football coach. This was right after they had fired Sleepy Joe. And I think they ended up hiring Lou Holtz after that. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And we went and visited these colleges, and then I did this big piece on how the good programs were so successful in football and basketball. Well, nothing's changed. I mean, that was 40 years ago or whatever it was. And, you know, we're still in the same boat, other than PJ's brought him up a little bit. But you'd walk into Michigan and they had like 12 vice presidents of athletics, mm-hmm. all making, you know, a lot of money because they had so much money because they weren't paying the players anything. Well, that same setting is going on at the University of Minnesota. But Scott Latterman had this op-ed piece in the paper this morning of the Strib. He teaches history at the University of Minnesota Duluth, and he is a former president of its faculty union. And the op-ed piece, I'm going to read from quite a bit of it because it's really beautifully written and funny. And he's absolutely gets to the point. You know, with these rising costs of education, again, going up 6.5%, listen to this, what Scott Latterman has to say. Greg Goldman, this is Scott Latterman now out of today's Star Tribune. Greg Goldman, the University of Minnesota's executive vice president for finance and operations, got it right in a recent interview with the Minnesota Star Tribune. "We're witnessing a once-in-a-lifetime assault on higher education," he said. Yet while Goldman is undoubtedly correct about the authoritarian onslaught from Donald Trump and the anti-intellectual movement, the huge problems are not confined to federal attacks and flat funding from the state. There's also the university itself. Apparently impervious to years of legitimate grumbling about administrative bloat and the appalling arms race in administrative salaries, Goldman, in an email informing faculty and staff that programs are being cut and tuition raised, offered up this precious gem, quote, "Administrative areas have suffered from underinvestment for some time and will now be one of the university's spending priorities." So the University of Minnesota, when I was at the university 40 years ago, 45 years ago, it was administrative bloat and it was building too many buildings. And here we are 40 years later, just after putting in a $6.5 million increase on tuition. You have the vice president for finance saying, boy, we about time we start spending more money on administration. And so, of course, the writer here, Scott Latterman, goes, wait, what? We don't spend enough on administration? Only an administrator could pen such nonsense. And it takes a special talent, one apparently possessed only by administrators, to genuinely believe it. Oh, and he goes on. He goes, so what will this new investment look like? We don't fully know, but the administration's proposed budget, which the Board of Regents is scheduled to review later this week, offers some clues. At a time when faculty and staff are losing their jobs, with more uncomfortable and this is coming from the quote of the press or what the message from Greg Goldman was, more uncomfortable and likely unpopular changes perhaps on the way, the administration, we learned, is funding yet another new vice president. This one for elevating university-wide strategic initiatives. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like something Brad Childress would say, right? Remember the corporate speak?
Oh, yeah.
His corporate speak was epic. So now they're getting a 12th vice president, elevating a university-wide strategic initiative. Moreover, this is another good zinger he has. Moreover, new money will be devoted to expanding government relations. This actually makes sense, as it will take unusually skilled professionals to convince legislatures and state officials that gutting academic programs while fattening the administration is a wise use of public funds.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I mean, it drives me crazy. These major colleges drive me crazy. I know, like I said, Trump attacking them for how they're teaching things is bad. And, you know, he's pulling their funding from them and all. But I'll tell you what, they are not doing their customers, their students, any favor at all. I love the University of Minnesota. Like I said, I had a great 4 years there, actually 4.5 since they changed my major. But this sort of overspending on administrators and raising the tuition when it's already obscenely high, there really should be something in this country where you can go get a college education for $10,000 a semester or something. I mean, look, I want the faculty to be paid. I want the professors to be paid. I want our high school teachers to be paid. I want the teachers to be paid. We need to pay the teachers a lot more money. But how the money is obviously not going to the teachers here. It's going to the administrators. And that's why they need to raise in tuition. And I think that's just wrong. Next, what I'm now coining, I've got, even though I'm only a fill-in for Chad, I have to come back to what I did last time. I thought it was wildly successful. We'll try it again. What's up with Trump? What's up with Trump?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.